Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Thursday edition of Q&A. A break in the weather. My goodness, that's good news. It got really, really cold and snowy around New Year's Eve and a couple days after, but that's going to break for the weekend with, unfortunately, some rain coming in Sunday. However, good weather for the Polar Bear Splash coming up Saturday morning from 10 to noon at the Mountain Valley Park in Prescott Valley. I will be your host for that, and I'll be on the air on the Mix 106 four times an hour from 10 to noon, talking about all the fun going on at the Polar Bear Splash, hopefully getting a chance to interview the Hairy Ice Queen, or the Hairy Ice Princess, I should say, which is always a lot of fun, and our friends at Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling will provide a warming tent, so that'll make it a lot easier, not only for the swimmers, but for those of us who just can't take standing outside in the cold very long. And I'm not going to mention any names because I don't want to embarrass myself. So, with that being said, I also want to announce that it is now official. The Girl Scouts of America are trying to kill me. They announced yesterday a brand new cookie line. They started selling them yesterday. Their new cookie is a caramel chocolate chip with a hint of sea salt. So it is now official. Yes, they are trying to kill me. Now, on today's show, we're going to talk about music, and then we'll talk about what's bugging you. And we have the perfect people to do it. Because we'll start out by talking to our friend, the Folk Sessions impresario, Tom Agostino. He's got a bunch of new shows coming to town. And then after the news break for the link, we will talk with licensed therapist Gary Hees, who will talk about what's bugging people, how we can deal with it. And I'm looking forward to that because when I was a kid, I was essentially brought up by the newspaper columns of Dear Abby and Ann Landers. So we'll have plenty to talk about on today's Q&A. So Tom Agostino is just around the corner on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at kqna.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
This just in. Breaking news. The clowns in Phoenix have actually got it right. No collusion confusion here. Your year-end donation to Yavapai Exceptional Industries now is a tax credit. $400 singly, $800 filing jointly. An Arizona state tax credit for your year-end gift to Yavapai Exceptional Industries. www.yeiworks.com. Donate now button. Yavapai Exceptional Industries, 45 years in the Central Highlands of Arizona, supporting your neighbors with disabilities in the community and the economy. That's good news. 445-0991. Schedule the tour. It'll make your day. And that's good news every day. YEIWorks.com. Donate now. 445-0991. And that's good news every day.
We depend on our vehicles. They're supposed to get us safely from point A to point B. Work, doctor's appointment, running errands, even that family vacation. I'm Gary Denton, owner of AMCO Prescott Valley. Keeping you on the road and keeping you safe is what we do every day. AMCO is a trusted name in transmissions and automotive service. Expertly serving our customers, our community, and no matter where you're headed, AMCO transmissions are backed by our nationwide 3-year, 50,000-mile warranty. So go ahead, hit the road, because your transmission is an AMCO transmission. AA, MCO.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fung.
And we are back live at 2:06 on this Thursday afternoon. And I like to have Tom Agostino come in because he's a multifaceted guy who, one, lets us know all the fun stuff going on at the Highland Center for Natural History. Plus, he is the impresario who books all these folk bands coming into town. And what I'm wondering, Tom, is how do you find the time for this busy schedule you've got going just over the next 6 weeks?
Well, this is a really busy. This is probably our busiest month, you know, coming into the new year. It's a nice way to enter the new year.
So, oh, yeah.
You know, let's not be wasting any moments here. You know, time is a wasting, and we don't have a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
So let's hit it running. Yeah, we have a full month ahead of us.
Well, the great news is to start out coming up Saturday the 12th. You've got a band coming in that evokes the songs of Bob Dylan, Hank Williams, Peter, Paul, and Mary, Woody Guthrie, the new Christy Minstrels.
That's February.
That's the Giants of Folk.
Yeah.
Okay, I stand corrected there. But you've also got a band coming in Saturday the 12th called Four Shillings Short.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Well, this is part of our series we do with Prescott Center for the Arts. It's a joint series, our 10th year of doing it. And these guys are really good. They are troubadours in a true sense of the word. Mm-hmm. In fact, that they don't really live anywhere. They spend half the year traveling the United States performing and half the year in Europe performing.
Really?
Yeah, and they are on the road. And they have a big panel van where all the instruments, when they perform with over 30 instruments on stage with them.
Oh, my goodness.
Including sitars, mountain dulcimers, hammered dulcimers. So they take you on a journey around the world with their music. And we had a really good opportunity last Christmas to have them pitch in when we had need for a band because one of our groups had to drop out because of a personal thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they happened to be traveling through to play in Sedona. And I knew they were coming through, so I called them up and said, would you guys pinch hit and do a save my butt here? And they came and they did a set for a holiday show at PCA last year, and it was so good that I instantly, at the end of that set, invited them back this year. And so we're going to have them on January 12th, Saturday, mm-hmm. at PCA, and our group, the Fare-Thee-Wells, will open for them. And they are really a lot of fun. If you mm-hmm. kind of enjoy music, and if you want to be taken on a trip where you don't know where you're going to go next, this is going to be the night for that kind of music.
And when you book these kinds of bands, I have to ask you, let me go back just for a second.
Yeah.
You mentioned all the different instruments they'll have on stage. Are these two people going to play it, or is their band going to play
those instruments?
No,
it's just a duo.
And
every song, they switch on instruments. So each song has a different instrumentation. And a couple of the instruments include hammered and mountain dulcimers, mandolins, mandola, bouzouki, medieval and Renaissance woodwinds, Native American flutes, Northern Indian sitar, a charango, a bowed psaltery, banjo, baudran, guitar, percussion, and even a crumb horn.
Where would you learn to play those things?
This is what they do, and they've been doing it. In fact, they're a duo, an oud, O-O-O-D apostrophe H, is from Wales. He's Welsh.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's grown up in this kind of music. And Chrissy, are you familiar with the wonderful diva from Sedona, the vocalist there? What's her name? It's her sister, Chrissy Martin. Susanna Martin, the wonderful jazz singer from Sedona, Susanna Martin. Chrissy Martin is her sister.
Oh, really?
So that's how they come through every year to visit.
Oh, okay.
And that's how we get them to perform here.
You know, you mentioned the sitar. The name always comes to mind here. Wasn't Ravi Shankar a sitar player?
He was the master. Yeah,
he was idolized by the Beatles, of course.
George Harrison.
And his daughter is Nora Jones, right?
Is one of his. I think it's... Yeah, his daughter. Yeah,
yeah, Nora Jones. Yeah. Let me ask you this. How many instruments do you play?
Four and a half.
4.5.
Yes.
So what's the half?
A piano.
Okay. So, and that leads to my next question. I was really, really surprised to find out. Now, I know how fussy musicians are about their instruments.
When Some are, really.
Well, yeah. Oh, I know you can tell some tales about that. I understand, correct me if I'm wrong, but I understand when a piano player, even the virtuosos, when they travel around the country, or around the world, they play the piano that the venue has. Is that true?
I would say for the most part, unless you're at an Elton John level, you would bring your own piano.
Yeah.
But yeah, most piano, and so, like, say if you're a pianist and you come in to play in Prescott, the YC, you know, Yavapai College, they have a beautiful grand piano.
Wasn't that donated by Tony Tennille and
Girl Dragon? I'm not sure who, but they do have a beautiful piano there. The Elks has a really nice grand piano, and PCA has a pretty nice grand piano. So what you need to do, though, is as any good pianist coming in will in their contract, make sure that it is tuned that day. You know, but you can't travel with a grand piano.
Yeah. Well, you know, and in fact, you and I talked a few years ago about the movie Inside Llewyn Davis, the one that Oscar Isaac starred in, about the folk singer and all his travails.
Yeah.
Well, we just saw Green Book 2 weeks ago about Don Shirley, the piano virtuoso who toured the South in the early 60s. And I saw it again. He shows up at a venue. He's playing their piano.
And some of them, you know, they're all different quality that you might find.
Like, whoa, like, you know, at that level, I would have thought, but then again, too, like you said, how do you travel with a grand
piano? And you can't travel with it unless you're like, it's like traveling with an elephant. You have to
need a crew.
Yeah, and you have to have it humidified, and that, you know, it's like taking care of a baby, you know, it has to be like, you know, so you really can't. You just have to trust the venues that you come to take care of their instruments.
Mm-hmm. You know, you mentioned Four Shillings Short coming up on the 12th. And, you know, the different instruments you described, they describe it here as around the world in 30 instruments.
Yes.
And I'm looking at the name of their duo. And, you know, when I was living in St. Louis, we had a Welsh bar. And I still cannot pronounce the name of that bar. And I look at the name, I'm not even going to try and pronounce it. But remember the New Age artist Enya?
Oh, yeah, of course.
I'm a big fan of Enya, but if you ever saw her real name, you wouldn't even try and pronounce it. I think it's got like 15 consonants and the chemical symbol for copper in the middle.
Yeah.
You wouldn't even try and pronounce it.
That's Oud's whole name. Forget it. You wouldn't even try.
Yeah, I wouldn't even try
just
that.
Just call him Oud.
Oud, there you are. Just stick with Oud and
you'll
be okay. Yeah. You've also got coming up this weekend the Highland Center Volunteer Fair. Anything you can tell us about that?
It's the same day. It's on Saturday, January 12th.
Oh, 13th, so you, 9 to 12.
Yeah, it's actually the 12th. That was a misprint that I did, I confess.
Well, then get out.
No, you see, in Buddhism, they always make one mistake because only the Buddha is perfect.
Boy, that's a good segue.
You like that one?
That's a good segue.
So it's on Saturday the 12th, and it's from 9 to noon. And, you know, the Highland Center, it's so many different kinds of things occur there.
Mm-hmm.
And so much of what happens there is due to the incredible volunteers
that
come and help out and like to be out in nature and like to work with children. So we have this is our second annual volunteer fair, where it's an opportunity to come out and see all the different ways you can volunteer, meet volunteers, talk to them about what they do, and find out where your specific talents and interests can fit in with the Highland Center.
You know, I can only imagine what the Highland Center looked like when people woke up on New Year's Day after that snowfall. That had to be a Christmas card scene. It really did.
Even now, it's beautiful.
Yeah, even now.
With our brand new parking lot.
Very nice. No more shuttles needed.
That's one of the things you don't need as many volunteers for. We don't need parking volunteers in here. Because now you know where to park. Yeah.
We've got more coming up with Tom Agostino in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. And we stream live at kqna.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop. Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rugby Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Hey y'all, it's Rosie, and we're celebrating 30 years here at Rosie on the House.
After the holidays, it's the perfect time to tackle those home improvement projects, big and small. And all month long, we'll focus on the do-it-yourselfers with ideas to get some of those jobs done. Plus, the Arizona Farm Bureau drops by, and you can call in your home improvement questions. So start your new year with every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130, KQNA.
Are you an energetic, outgoing professional that has good people skills? Then Truly Nolan Pest Control, a leading pest control company in Arizona since 1955, has a well-paying career for you. We are looking for just the right candidates in our Prescott Valley office for both sales and service. You must have a valid driver's license, pass a drug test, and background check. For more information on positions available, please visit our website at trulynolan.com. Click on Careers, then Positions, and City. An equal opportunity employer, trulynolan.com.
Arizona Coyotes hockey is live on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, KQNA. Arizona Coyotes hockey is brought to you this season by Parshala Wood, Brown Bag Burger, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, and Cowboy Country Antiques.
He'll shoot! He scores!
Arizona Coyotes visit the Anaheim Ducks live Saturday night at 8 on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.
You're ready to wash off the day, do a little laundry, and spruce up the kitchen. You turn on the faucet and no water? Pick up the phone and call me, Bo Woods at RED Plumbing. With the mineral content in the Quad City water, I see faucets slow to a trickle. Don't wait until that's all you have. We can get you the right water softener to fight mineral buildup before it's a problem. Call me, Bo, at 772-9296 at RED Plumbing. To schedule your free estimate, we'll show you a better way of living today with a new water softening system from RED Plumbing.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fong.
We are back live at 218. We're talking with Tom Agostino, both from the Highland Center and with the folk sessions. Tom, every year it seems like we have a new anniversary concert to talk about. It must be every 6 months. That's how often we do this.
It seems like
But believe it or not, coming up on February 9th, 16 years of the folk sessions. Tell us about the people coming in and the kind of music we'll hear.
Well, you know, I try to do something different each year for the anniversary show, and I try to kind of do something a little bigger and also acknowledge all the friends we've made in the past year. Because every year, part of doing this is you meet new musicians, you kind of make some new partnerships, you find some new musicians that you kind of enjoy, or you've developed deeper relationships with ones you've known in the past. So I decided to put together this. It just came to me when I was thinking, well, I want to do some kind of like folky show and the Giants. This the name of it came to me. Mm-hmm. And so there's a guy, and I've known him well. And I don't know if you remember, a couple of years ago, we did a weekend at Stage 2 where we did it. We created the bitter end.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Greenwich Village, right?
Yeah, I remember that.
And as our host for the weekend was Art Perdell, who was a founding member of the New Christy Minstrels, mm-hmm. and lived in Greenwich Village during that period, played. He was part of a group called Art and Paul. And he was a roommate with Petey Arrow and introduced Peter to Mary Travis, right? And was part of that whole folk scene there, was a big part of it. Then moved out west, got a job, moved out to Hollywood, got a job at the Troubadour, where he met Randy Sparks and started the New Christy Minstrels.
How about that?
And when he was living in Laurel Canyon, his roommates were Roger McGuinn and Hoyt Axton.
Oh, my goodness.
And his neighbor was Carole King.
You know what? I'm glad you mentioned Laurel Canyon, because the Los Angeles Times, when I lived in L.A., they had all sorts of stories about all the great people who grew up and met so many other people in Laurel Canyon. You mentioned Joni Mitchell, Steve Martin. I mean, there were just so many people.
I had a good friend in Laurel Canyon. I lived in L.A. for a lot of years. I had a really good friend in Laurel Canyon. I'd visit a couple of times a month, and their neighbor was Yanni.
Isn't that
so? I get to hear Yanni practicing piano while I'd be over there just hanging out and having tea. Yeah.
You know, it's funny you mentioned him playing the piano, you know, in the hills like that, because just a couple of days ago, I did my best of Q&A reminiscences from the year, and I interviewed J.D. Souther, the songwriter for the Eagles. Well, in his apartment building when he was just starting out, Jackson Brown lived in the basement apartment.
And he lived with Glenn Frey.
He lived with Glenn Frey, right. Great story. And then later on, J.D. and Jackson got bungalows across the court from each other in the hills overlooking the Hollywood Bowl. And even in those days, Jackson would play the piano, just driving J.D. nuts, playing the same passage over and over until he just owned it.
And those guys be habituated. The Troubadour was the place where they hung out and formed.
In fact, you mentioned Carole King. There's a wonderful documentary. It's called Troubadours. Mm-hmm. And it stars James Taylor and Carole King. It goes back to that whole era, how they got started. In fact,
what we're going to do.
How cool.
Art Perdell is going to come, and it's not just going to be a show where there's going to be set. Art Perdell is going to take us on the journey of the early days of Greenwich Village. And what we've done is we've picked all these great local musicians who embody, like McDougal Street West guys. You know those guys, really. Mm-hmm. Peter, Paul, and Mary, right? Mm-hmm. We have Brad Newman, who's Woody Guthrie Jr. Yeah. He does an incredible Woody Guthrie.
You got Ron Skelton coming in to do Gordon Lightfoot. Have you ever seen Gordon Lightfoot in concert?
I have, yes.
You know, I saw him twice during the 70s, and I was always a gigantic fan of his. But you know what? He's 80 years old now.
Yes.
And one of the great things about the tribute bands that we see here is these people who can do the classics, the classic rock and classic folk people, they're kind of doing a show where they're in their prime, because a lot of these classic artists are really getting on, and in some cases it shows, in some it doesn't. Johnny Mathis was incredible at age 80. Mm-hmm. I mean, I couldn't believe that was him. Yeah. B.J. Thomas sounded better at 75 than he sounded
some
at 30.
Of them do. Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. Lightfoot, my hero, not so good.
He doesn't. Can I do one of those name droppy things?
Sure, please.
Back when I lived in Toronto for some years in the early 70s, and my first intro to doing this and putting on concerts and music wasn't from there, and I ran a coffee house there, and Gordon Lightfoot played at it. So
no
I got
kidding.
Actually in like 1972.
Yeah.
I got to meet a very young Gordon Lightfoot.
Sure.
Bruce Coburn and
oh my lord.
And the Canadian, the Perth County Conspiracy, Canadian musicians would come through this, and I was just this young kid who kind of did the opening two songs and then introduced the bands. Dan Hill didn't wear shoes.
Sometimes When We Touch.
Yeah, he was actually a friend of mine.
No kidding. Yeah. There was a Canadian duo that got some footage in America too. Ian and Sylvia. Do you remember them?
Ian Tyson. Yeah. I never met.
I'm
dating
myself
West Coast.
Saying that, aren't I?
But and we're gonna do an Ian Tyson and Sylvia song at the Giants of Folk.
No kidding.
Someday soon.
Oh yeah, yeah.
We're gonna indeed. the Fairly Wells, our group is gonna do that. So.
Oh, how cool!
So this is gonna be neat. We're just gonna do this really. Gail Steiger's gonna come and he's gonna do a little bit of bring a little Texas energy in there. Mm-hmm. We're gonna have Parker Smith do Towns Van Zandt, and The Lonesome Whistle. They recreate Hank Williams note for note, the solos, the instrument, everything. So it's going to be a really fun
We're talking legendary songwriters and singers here. You remember, of course, the Captain and Tennille. Of course, the big news story.
Oh, yeah.
Daryl Dragon died yesterday.
Yes.
And, you know, he and Tony, you know, lived here for several years.
Yeah.
And
Tony still does.
Tony still does. I've interviewed her twice.
Mm-hmm.
And what really got me about that was that, you know, their gigantic hit, of course, Love Will Keep Us Together. They had a bunch of hits.
Muskrat Love. I told my wife just last night says, I can't remember Captain and Tennille, so I started singing Muskrat Love to her, and she went, shut
Well, they actually had quite a few hits.
I love Muskrat Love.
But the great thing, and we talked about this on the air, the great thing about their song Love Will Keep Us Together, Neil Sedaka wrote that.
Yeah.
And Neil, about the same time that song was hitting big for the Captain and Tennille, Neil had his own comeback album called Sedaka's Back. And if you listen to the very end of Love Will Keep Us Together, you'll hear them singing, Sedaka is back. And that was their tribute to Neil Sedaka.
That's really neat.
That was part of his comeback tour.
He's related to my family.
No kidding. Oh, how interesting. Yeah, I meant to tell you, because you mentioned Carole King. When my sweetie and I were in Los Angeles in September, we went to the amazing Pantages Theater saw the musical, the Broadway musical Beautiful, about the life of Carole King.
Wow.
Now, you know who is doing that show in New York on Broadway?
Carole King?
No, the girl who Melissa Benoist, who plays Supergirl on the TV series.
She's a singer too. Huh?
Yeah, good one too. Uh-huh. She's doing the show on Broadway. I can't remember who was doing it on the West Coast, but it was a phenomenal show.
We're talking about singer songwriters. Carole King was part of the Brill Building.
That's right.
Carole King and Jerry
Neil
Goffin.
Neil Diamond, people like that.
And Neil Sedaka was a big part of Brill Building scene.
Yeah.
And that was
the Tin Pan Alley of the 50s.
Yeah, it was his song. Writing partner was my dad's cousin.
Oh, so that's like 6 degrees of separation.
We grew up in Brooklyn, right? It was part of the whole Brooklyn mafioso scene. You know?
Oh my goodness. Well, you know what? Did you get a chance to see the movie Green Book?
No.
Because the guy who plays, now this is based on a true story.
Yeah.
The Viggo Mortensen character, that character's son wrote the screenplay for that movie because it was based on his father, who was a Bronx club bouncer,
who would keep the peace.
Yeah, you got a problem with that. He was one of those guys, and he was hired to escort this very elegant black piano player on a Southern tour.
Yeah, amazing story.
It really is, and the title Green Book comes from what passed as a AAA guide for African Americans
in
the
South.
Where they could stay and avoid trouble,
especially when you read about, and I'm a student of all this stuff.
Sure.
You read about a lot of these early blues guys and traveling, and
it
breaks your heart.
It really will. Yeah. So you've also got Tom Chapin coming in on the 25th.
Well, this is a separate thing. This isn't a folk session thing. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the other hats I wear is I'm on the board of directors for the Prescott Area Arts and Humanities Council.
And we'll have someone in to talk about Tom Chapin coming in.
And I've had the great honor of presenting Tom numerous times in Prescott, because he comes to Arizona every year to do a thing in Phoenix for the school district, usually in January.
Nice.
And he spends a couple of weeks in Phoenix, and he really likes to come up to Prescott. He likes to come up here with his wife, spend the night, go hiking, and have dinner. And so every kind of other year I present him, because he's here.
Sure.
You got Tom Chapin in town, you want him to play.
Of course you do.
And so this year we're going to be doing a special intimate evening with Tom Chapin as a benefit for PAC, and it's going to be the Tiz Ballroom.
Yeah, the
Tiz Gallery Ballroom.
Right across from the courthouse.
Yeah, beautiful room there.
It's
very intimate, only holds 75 people, so it's a real up close personal gathering. And we were speaking of McDougal Street West guys. They called me up a couple of days ago and said, can we open for Tom, please? Can we open? We want to meet him.
Yeah.
So they're going to do a little opening set for Tom.
Very nice.
And it's going to be a really nice. So you go on Facebook, go on to Prescott Area Arts and Humanities Council on our Facebook page, and you can get ticket information and stuff like that.
And tell people the website and phone number for Folk Session shows?
Folksessions.com.
There you go.
That's the place to go. And also, again, the HighlandCenter.org for our volunteer fair Saturday. It's a really nice. Listen, if you're looking for things to do this year, there's a lot worse you can do than being out in nature with kids.
Indeed. Plus, the weather looks pretty good except for Sunday.
And we got a parking lot now. You can park.
There you go. Even better. Tom Agostino, thanks for joining us today on Q&A.
Hey,
we got Gary Hees coming in.
DJ.
Same to you, Tom. Thank you. We got Gary Hees coming in just a few minutes on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.com.
Hi, James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 162209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
neighbor, new in town? Come over to Oliva's Mexican Restaurant for dinner tonight. Or how about lunch tomorrow? Hi, I'm Eileen, owner of Oliva's, inviting you to make Oliva's your neighborhood restaurant. This historic yellow A-frame dates back to the very first days of Prescott Valley. The old and the new were a perfect match, don't you think? Oliva's, off the frontage road in Prescott Valley between Robert Road and Navajo. Savor the flavor of Mexico at Oliva's.
Hey, Yavapai County, Brian Kilmeade here, inviting you to join me for the Brian Kilmeade Show weekday mornings live from 7 till 10, right here on KQNA. We'll talk about the day's news and the day's newsmakers in the usual fair and balanced Fox way. The Brian Kilmeade Show, live weekday mornings from 7 till 10 on the talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 95.5 and 99.9 FM, KQNA.
Cable One brings high-speed internet to the greatest town on Earth. Yours. The place you call home.
Go, team, go!
At Cable One, we call it home, too. So the place you're most connected to is the place where you're connected to the world.
Hey, Tom. Blueberry pancakes today?
Connecting is easy. Visit CableOne.net today. Cable One. High-speed internet comes home.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Good afternoon. Thanks for joining the Talk of the Quad Cities. KQ&A is your choice for your Thursday the 3rd. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Wallach and Volk. The recent cold weather in Arizona is not only hard for people to handle, it's tough on animals too.
Daniel Marchand with the Phoenix Herpetological Society says it's been a challenge to keep the animals warm recently.
Animals that are not native to the Arizona desert, and they're not used to these colder nights.
So far, all the equipment to keep the animals warm is working. The organization is caring for over 1,200 animals right now. Steve Clausen, Arizona News Radio.
The ACLU is demanding a Cottonwood school stop flagging students as underachievers.
Mingus Union High School students who have fallen behind in class must wear red ID badges indicating their status. ACLU Legal Director Kathy Brody calls this practice humiliating.
We think that students shouldn't have to advertise what their level of academic achievement is.
I'm Link Elliott reporting.
Sunny and chilly today and tomorrow, cloudy Saturday, with rain Saturday night and Sunday, highs today near 48, Friday 56, up to 50 Saturday in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt, chilling overnight to near 22, in Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, a sunny high today near 54, 59 tomorrow and Saturday, before Sunday's showers cool that day's high to 47, you'll wake up tomorrow to about 23. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQNA. Check us out on your mobile device. Listen live worldwide at kqna.com. Q&A will continue after this.
Your heart deserves state-of-the-art care. And with the James Family Heart Center, the heart healing services you need are close to home. We offer personalized care and innovative technology in an environment that promotes surgical excellence. Our heart specialists provide a comprehensive array of care, from open heart surgery and interventional procedures to therapies to correct heart rhythm disorders. And now, we proudly perform transcatheter aortic valve replacement, a revolutionary procedure for people who require an alternative to traditional valve replacement surgery. From the skilled hands of our physicians to our investment in facilities, technologies, and preventive care, the James Family Heart Center at YRMC West is state-of-the-art care for the state of your heart. Talk to your heart specialist about the James Family Heart Center or visit us online at yrmc.org.
Hey everybody, it's Sanford Cohen. Join me along with Mike and the Doctor every Friday afternoon at 4 for Let's Talk Sports right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Tune in for all the latest sports news, interviews, and all kinds of fun stuff. It's right here on KQ&A. See you Friday.
Thank you.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 2:35. We have a very interesting guest in the studio. His name is Gary Hees. Gary, tell us about your background.
Oh, gosh. I've been in mental health and behavioral health for probably about 22 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Have a very varied background, and I'm glad for that, because along the way I had some very good mentors to train me.
Mm-hmm.
Have worked with the seriously mentally ill population, have worked with adolescents, have worked with kids in a alternative education program environment, and have worked in drug and alcohol treatment as well, which always involves mental illness,
sure,
trauma, several other things. In fact, I have to say I've never worked with an addict or worked closely with the treatment team with an addict who simply came in and said, I decided to be an addict today. There's always trauma,
mm-hmm,
mental illness, in some cases even learning disabilities or autism in the background that made them vulnerable in the first place.
How much of a professional's treatment starts with the approach that we're going to find out, or hopefully find out, the roots of this?
Well, it really depends. Different people approach this in different ways. To me, when you're dealing with someone, for instance, who has significant childhood sexual abuse and later developed an addiction, and by the way, the correlation between those two in the literature is, good God, it's 85%.
Really? Wow.
Absolutely. So when you're working with someone like that, if you take what I call the traditional plug-in-a-jug approach to treatment and don't look deeper, to me that's akin to putting a Band-Aid on a gash.
Mm-hmm.
You're treating symptomology. You're not treating really what's at the bottom of it. And when we look at that, and then you look at the professional literature that's out there that talks about the rate of relapse, that talks about how often people relapse, which is pretty high, actually. Mm-hmm. When you look at that, you can't be surprised.
You know, we talk a lot with mental health professionals about overcoming the stigma of mental health treatment and illness. And I can recall back in the 80s how difficult it was for me to seek out a mental health professional when everything around me was just crushing and collapsing. And I knew I couldn't handle it alone. And without that professional assistance, I wouldn't have gotten through it. In your research and in your career, how often do you see people fighting like the devil to avoid finally making that call and getting help?
Oh, all the time. All the time. And you are correct. The stigma is out there. And believe me, DJ, when I was growing up, it was the same way. One of the prime insults that you would hear adults hurl at each other was, what are you, crazy?
Yeah.
And it was that kind of approach. That stigma is still there. A lot of this is powered by somehow believing, and I'll talk about addiction because that's the most common thing going on in, mm-hmm, Arizona now. What's commonly believed is that, or the attitude is that somehow these people have some sort of moral flaw or moral, yeah, failing. When you really sit down and talk to a person who fell into an addictive pattern of living and an addictive pattern of thinking, what you'll really discover is that they didn't start with the moral flaw. As they built up dependence on the substance, and therefore the substance began to take priority in their life, that's when you see them begin to make decisions that are not based on their core internal values,
mm-hmm,
and you see them violate their own values. Now, what you get with that is an individual who looks up, and whether they act like it in front of you or not, they literally hate themselves and they despise who they've become. So, to me, treatment approaches that involve shaming and blaming and you're nothing but an addict and, mm-hmm, close your mouth and open your ears, that kind of approach does not make sense, because in my experience, these addicts feel far more shame and guilt than anyone on the outside could ever induce in them.
And that's how they act it out?
Yes, Absolutely. And most of the time, overcoping, overcompensating, acting extremely confident, acting as though they've got the world by the tail, but all the time not wanting to admit I have a problem, not wanting to be looked at by other people and thought of as somehow being a less than human being.
Mm-hmm.
And it always struck me as ironic. I've never met a diabetic on insulin maintenance who felt like they were a less than human being.
Who felt shame over it.
Yeah, yeah. Who felt shame about yeah. that. And this, there are, and some people will disagree with me, but in my opinion, there are definite parallels between the two. Genetics plays a part in both. Behavior plays a part in both. Life experience plays a part in both. The ecology that you grow up in plays a part in both.
Sure.
So to me, it's one disease or another. By far, I have seen people in recovery who are some of the most outstanding people I have ever met. But recovery can be a very difficult thing for people to get hold of.
Mm-hmm. You were discussing some of those influences. Isn't that kind of a roundabout way of comparing nature versus nurture?
Well, in a way, for me, I'm trained as a marriage and family therapist.
Mm-hmm.
I look at things on a systemic basis. So to me, rather than saying nature versus nurture, I really look at both. I think genetics can play a part.
Mm-hmm.
If I was going to name the top five things associated or correlated with a person developing an addiction,
mm-hmm.
they would be first, trauma, second, mental illness, third, family of origin issues, growing up in a chaotic or abusive family situation, fourth, learning disabilities, and fifth, and not very well recognized, a person who happens to be on the autism spectrum,
oh.
but has never been identified as being on that spectrum.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Those five things almost always occur with any kind of addiction. And when you don't treat both and get to the underlying cause, again, you're scratching the surface and that's all you're doing.
Are we too quick to ask the doctor for a pill to treat everything?
Ah, gosh.
Because antidepressants are everywhere.
I want you to know that I have seen antidepressants work miracles with people. However, my professional observation and opinion is that in many cases, especially when you get somebody who comes in addiction, you hardly ever see someone in addiction who has decided to go to treatment, who is not anxious or depressed. When they come in, many times they need medication to manage the symptoms of depression and to allow them to begin to absorb the therapeutic interventions that are being performed
mm-hmm.
in order to treat them. Now, the hope in my mind always has been that if you start with a medium level of drugs and a low level of therapy, that over time we increase the level of therapy and therefore can decrease the amount of needed medication.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at the same time, having said that, I've seen people have situational depression and come completely off meds. I've seen people who needed significant medication because of situations in their background for the rest of their life. And I've seen people in the middle. It's really an individual decision.
Speaking of situational depression, the holiday blues is a real thing for some people, isn't it?
Oh, it absolutely is.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, more people know about it now, but
yeah.
also seasonal affective disorder.
Yeah.
The holiday blues... for me, let me give you a piece of personal experience. This was one of the most enjoyable Christmases I've had in a long time. And I have to give credit to my wife. Her suggestion was, let's ignore presents. What do we not have that we absolutely have to have? That's simply not there. Let's make Christmas about joy, about spending time with family, about doing things together. Let's make it about that instead. And it turned out to be one of the best Christmases I've had in a long time.
How about that?
So She's a doggone good partner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The holiday blues often, I think, are brought on by anxiety and depression. People are running around like crazy. They're combating each other in the middle of Walmart, trying to get whatever they want. They're worried about how is someone going to feel about this present or that present? Have I gotten everybody's things, mm-hmm. et cetera? That puts an awful lot of stress on people.
What always got me about holiday blues was seeing all these commercials and movies and TV shows about how wonderful, it's the most wonderful time of the year. I didn't feel that way. And I'm going, is it me or am I just, you know, is this something that's out of a fantasy world? Why isn't my world like that?
Exactly. Exactly. And it's funny when you talk about that. That is the impression that we've gotten. Yeah. I mean, we want to think back, and I may date myself, but we want to think back to Jimmy Stewart and the Christmas movie, mm-hmm. and all of that, and it's all going to be wonderful. Unfortunately, what I've been able to observe is people growing up in dysfunctional families, they got the same impression from growing up watching family situation comedies.
Where they were perfect.
And where everything was wonderful.
Ozzie and Harriet.
Yeah, the mother in the family was wearing pearls uh-huh. while she vacuumed. And those unrealistic expectations are set yeah. out there. The deal is that life is going to happen for us and to us all of the time. Mm-hmm. Life is going to have high points and low points. The question is, how are we going to deal with that?
Yeah.
How will we approach it? There's a gentleman, he wrote a wonderful book, and of course I'm trying to recall it and can't recall the title right now,
yeah.
but he founded an entire field of therapy, and he wrote the book coming out of the experience of having been in a Nazi concentration camp. Within the camp, what he came out and wrote was a book about how everything can be taken away from you. You can be in control of nothing except your attitude of how you approach it. And the guy is extremely wise. His book is a wonderful book. And I wish I could remember it right now.
Well, Robin Williams did a movie based upon a very similar book. It was called Jacob the Liar. That was how he kept spirits up in the concentration camp. You mentioned the Jimmy Stewart movie, though. We just saw It's a Wonderful Life on the big screen 2 weeks ago. And it took us back, of course. It came out in 1947. And it was a flop when it came out. Because here we were in America coming out of a, you know, heroic World War II. We were all giddy with pride and everything. And here's a movie about a man not only considering suicide, but around Christmas. And, of course, the movie lost its copyright and fell into public domain, which is why it got televised on every TV station every week during the Christmas season in the 80s and found a whole new audience who understood Christmas blues and that, you know what, that can happen to people and I identify with it. And now it's held up as a classic when it was a flop when it first came out.
And you know what the unfortunate thing is? The unfortunate thing is many of us have periods of the holiday blues.
Sure.
Some of us go through holiday blues the entire time, and some people actually fall into the dark area of despair mm-hmm. during that time. And then what we talked about earlier comes into play, the stigma of seeking help.
Sure.
And rather than seeking help, we create a tragedy that actually plays itself out in Christmas.
And with your marriage and family therapy background, when you interview a couple in marriage therapy, let's see. Oh, the book you're looking for, is this Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl?
Absolutely. Viktor
Thank you,
Frankl's
Jody.
Book.
Yeah, what a great book. Yeah, indeed. Mm-hmm. In your history of marital and family therapy, would you interview the married couple together and then separately?
A lot of times, I want to see them together.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, if they and the kids come in together, mm-hmm. I want to arrange a bunch of chairs and watch how they sit. It gives you, if you will, a sculpt of the family and what's going on in the family.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd be amazed how many times, how most of the time, in fact, Dad will be on one end, Mom will be on the other, and the kids will be between them. And believe me, there's an entire field of family therapy called structural family therapy that says that that is the beginning of instability within the family.
Really?
Primarily, that relationship has to be with mom and dad being on the same page and being of one voice. Almost exclusively, when I talk to people who are dealing with addiction and we look at their family background, mm-hmm. there was almost always some separation between mom and dad, some disagreement on what was going on with parenting. And what it set up was over-empowering the child to be able to manipulate or play one parent against the other.
Good cop, bad cop, right?
Absolutely. And when that occurs, not only does the child suffer, because then they're over-empowered to a role that they're not prepared to accept, mm-hmm. but the primary relationship within that family, the marriage between the parents, it also is stressed, and it becomes weakened. And when that happens, there's work that has to be done within the family unit to correct that.
Wow. Gary, we got to have you back on again in about a month and a half, 2 months, talk about more things involving mental health and therapy. In the meantime, can our listeners contact you in any way if they have questions?
If they have questions, they could email me mm-hmm. at gdh0811@aol.com.
Very good. And we thank you for coming on today and talking about mental health and family issues. And again, we'll have you back on in several weeks and talk about some more things. Thanks for joining us today on Q&A. In the meantime, I'm going to talk about who's going to be on Monday's show and some final thoughts on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. And we stream live around the world at kqna.com. Don't go away.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Did you know that over 90% of male enhancement pills are virtually the same thing that's repackaged, redone over and over again? Why settle for the same old product when you can get something completely different? Something that takes male enhancement into the 21st century. Something that really works. Men, you need to try Noxetril, the all-natural male enhancement formula that will unlock your performance in the bedroom to a level you could only dream of. Try to imagine Viagra on steroids. Noxetril is so powerful, that's why it took years for it to finally become available to the public without a prescription. So call now and take advantage of our special Noxetril free bottle offer today. Oh yeah, we recommend that you use the Noxetril dose as directed. Think of your partner. We certainly don't want you to overperform in the bedroom.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-993-2180. That's 800-993-2180. Free bottles for a limited time. So call now, 800-993-2180, 800-993-2180.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, this weekend's weather forecast looks good for the polar bear splash at Mountain Valley Park. I'll be broadcasting live four times per hour from 10 until noon on the Mix 106 and interviewing people who are not only diving in to the frigid water, but the sponsors and vendors and community leaders who make all that fun possible. I might even be able to interview the hairy ice princess. Hey, if you go, keep in mind you don't have to be a swimmer. You'll still get a free pancake breakfast for everyone attending, and not just for those going into the water. And this year, thanks to our friends at Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, there will be a warming tent, though you might not need it because the high Saturday should be in the low 50s. Now, that's the Polar Bear Splash Saturday morning at Mountain Valley Park in Prescott Valley. Come on out and say hello or listen in from 10 to 12 on the Mix 106 KPPV. Stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3 o'clock, then Talk of the Town, a Thursday roundtable with Sanford and Chuck, and then join me right back here Monday at 2 for Q&A with my very special guest, attorney Chip McLaughlin. He is an elder law specialist who is doing a free chat Thursday for Debbie Stewart Senior Connection. Chip's law firm specializes in elder care law, such as long-term care planning, public benefits, special needs planning, estate planning, conservatorships, guardianship, probate and trust administration, financial exploitation and elder abuse, and VA service-related compensation. So I'll be talking with Chip Monday at 2 on Q&A when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.